Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. You can get all of your cool and customized film gear there. Like this chair we got with the nice Horror at the Store logo in the back, which is awesome. You can find them at filmcraftla.com and follow them on Instagram at filmcraftla. What's going on anymore? But you know what I do know what's going on?
What?
With this podcast. What's up, you guys? Welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and today we have the hilarious, the wonderful. Someone say he's full of shenanigans. It's Ben Nicholson.
Wasn't me who said that. Hell was yeah. It's good to see you, Katie.
Good to see you too. You run Shenanigans.
Yeah,
Shenanigan Mike.
Yeah, we're very proud of that.
Yeah.
We actually just had our last one the other day.
And I bummed I was not able to make it.
It's okay.
It looked insane.
The person I was supposed to fight, I was supposed to like get punched by a professional boxer the whole way through, he backed out. I mean, look at me. I'm huge.
Why did he back out?
His friend got shot in the head.
Okay.
So lived. Though.
Oh, okay. God,
lived. Made God, it.
He damn. Go,
yeah. He goes, you want me to send you photos so that you don't. I'm like, this isn't like you're not trying to get out of class. It's you, like, okay.
You don't need proof. It's like you
grazed the dude's head. He's okay. Yeah. I swear to God.
That's a good excuse. I should use that to get out of things.
I'll get shot in the head for you if it grazes me.
If it grazes me. As long as I live.
Any good graze, dude.
Good graze. So are you a fan of horror movies?
Yeah, big time.
Some of your favorites?
I just watched the original Evil Dead the other day. It was the first time I'd ever seen it. And they're like it was legitimately, any movie where like it's old and the audio is really tinny, mm-hmm. and like a horror movie, that's my favorite. That's my bread and butter. Yeah. But I really like that. I big Hereditary fan.
Yeah.
And both versions of Funny Games I really liked.
I don't think I've seen that.
Those ones are really good. Like, that one's crazy because the original is, and the remake are like shot for shot. Uh-huh. And it's the same director.
Oh, I love it.
It's like a fucked up premise. Like, it's wild. Definitely watch that.
Okay.
Funny Games.
Add it to the list.
Yeah.
Add it to the list. Okay, but today we watched
Truth or Dare.
Truth or Dare. But 2018.
2018
specifically.
I had to rent it, and I typed it in on YouTube, and like the Sci-Fi original Truth mm-hmm. or Dare came. I was like, dude, I'm not even gonna have to fucking buy this.
Which
this
came from? Great. I think that was 2017.
Yeah, yeah, like
just a year prior. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Super close proximity. Mm-hmm.
Which I actually like that one better than this one.
I was like, if I watch this, then I'll force her to talk about that one instead.
I'll talk about them both. But Truth or Dare 2018, I remember it being so hyped. And I remember sitting in the theater watching it. And this was actually the one film where I almost got up and left.
Dude, I would have if I had paid like real money for it.
Yeah.
I rented it on YouTube, but like I would have left the fucking theater.
Yeah.
I had no respect for it. I watched it in the middle of the day, mm-hmm. the lights on, mm-hmm. everything. Didn't feign any kind of interest.
It's not scary.
It isn't.
For those of you who haven't seen it, it's what it is, Truth or Dare, with a bunch of your favorite childhood actors from, you know,
Pretty Little Liars,
Disney Channel, Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
Another guy who looks familiar, but I can never tell what he's from.
The lead guy, right? Is that who?
No, he's from Teen Wolf. That's Tyler Posey. The guy who deals drugs, when he's like, I'm a med student, I'm a doctor.
Yes.
He's like from a bunch of stuff, but it's like none of them I'm like, It's not, you know?
I didn't even recognize his face. Like, he could have been from, like, The Good Doctor or something that. Like, or, like,
you're,
ER.
You're from something, but, like, I don't know. And I looked and I'm like, it's none of the ones I was thinking of. I don't know.
I told my friend that I was watching, that I had to watch it for this podcast. Mm-hmm. And she goes, that's insane. I auditioned and got a callback for that movie.
Oh, you're like, I'm so glad I'm you so didn't glad you get did. It. Exactly. It was awful. But
and it's work. It's work.
You know, work is work, but they go on a trip, a spring break trip to Mexico, as one does.
Classic.
And, you know, it's the last night. Make it count. And then they, you know, one thing leads to another. They end up in a church.
That this guy is like, that this guy, which the church, not below the border architecture. It's very clearly French. That place looks like fucking Notre Dame.
You're like, first of all, like, this isn't even the architecture.
It wasn't even fair that he's like, you know what? Because she just meets the random guy in the bar. Yeah. She's like, you know what? I know a place. She's like, okay. And they, hundreds of miles from where they were, certainly. Yep. They all drive.
Yeah.
Snipping the fence. It's like the classic.
They're like, this is the place to be. I'm like, I don't think it is. I don't think if I'm, oh, I want, it's my final night in Mexico, that I'm going to go to an abandoned church.
And they're all so stoked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And which is one of my favorite parts about it was that, like, the lead gal is, like, blackmailed into doing it instead of Habitat for Humanity.
Yes.
That's hysterical.
She's like some saint. Yeah. They're like, oh, I I'm going to go build houses and da, 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 da. And then her friend's like, look, I emailed them and you have shingles. You're coming with us to Mexico, you dumb slut.
Right. And like, they make her feel bad too. They're like, so, okay, well, you could either go right now or you go in 2 weeks and you'll have 10 extra hands to help you. So you sound like a piece of shit if you don't go right now.
Yeah, Jesus. She's like, oh, you're right. I am. Let's go. Right.
You know, let's go to this fucking church.
Let's go to Mexico and play Truth or Dare.
It was insane.
And then, and then have a weird Snapchat filter.
Yeah.
Which is the first time that happened, I laughed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So hard. The trailer was actually scarier than the movie.
I thought so too.
And dear God. Yeah. That stupid Snapchat. Like, yeah. It doesn't. Yeah.
I think that, like, because when I watched the trailer, I was like, oh, I think this, like, just, it looked like the Smile thing.
Yeah.
That new, like, Smile horror movie. Yeah. It's bad. It's full of bad people, too.
It's, like,
the very beginning, I love the blonde gal who I think my friend was going to play is like, she's like, oh, my dad killed himself or whatever. She's just like a piece of shit to her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And how, like, her boyfriend and the lead gal from Pretty Little Liars are, like, talking, whatever. And literally, like, right behind him, she's making out with some other guy at the bar, like, in the same frame.
Yeah.
And he's
We're having a great conversation. And then she's like, oh, my God, I have to go get up. Could you stop cheating on your boyfriend for a second?
For just a second. She's like,
oh, my God, I'm so
I don't wrong. Know what I was thinking.
That's so silly of me. My boyfriend's literally right. I'm like, okay, hey. Boyfriend, are you that dumb?
It's brutal.
How dumb is he? Not to just brutal. Oh, he like turns around to crack his back. He's like, what are you doing?
Like, it wasn't even like a different camera shot. Like, yeah. They're like in the background, like out of focus. She's like clearly making out with this guy with the fucking Medela.
It's not like her by like the bathroom, which, you know, I don't, again, no. The balls. I give her credit, honestly. Yeah, no.
Her dad died, you know.
You know, if your dad does that, you know,
tragic
suicide, doesn't it?
Yeah, like none of them are like, I wish she had made spoilers, I wish she hadn't made it out, like, most of them I wanted to die.
I wanted all of them to die.
The medical doctor that when like the first thing that happens, she's like, you have to break her hand. It's like, you have to, like, okay, so I dare you to break her hand. They do it. And then the medical student's like, I can't focus on this right now. I have a medical exam tomorrow. Go find a doctor. And then leaves,
like,
the room.
You are a doctor. You are a doctor. Like, it was so hello? Yeah. And then there's even before that, there was, they're like, oh, there's a guy, what is his name? Like Joni or something. Yeah. And he's like the douchebag. And he's not even a part of their group, but he's the
horny guy.
Like ex or whatever. And he's at a bar and he's like flirting with some girl. He's like, hey, you want to play pool? You look like you're good with balls.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? He's like, yeah, you want to see my pool cube? And my pool cue? I mean penis. I want to show, would you like to have sex?
A colloquialism for
penis. Yeah, but I like how he explained the joke. Yeah. I was like, that's good, that's good. First rule of comedy, explain the joke, got it. And then, you know, the smile happens and then he's like, show everyone your pool cue. And he's like, I'm going to do it. With confidence, he's like, hell yeah. And someone's like, you got a little baby dick.
It's like, how do you know? He goes,
like, it's because of Beth. Beth told me.
So, oh, I thought it was Kelsey saying that. Yeah, that back and forth while he's on the pool table is so funny.
He's like, nah, man. And then, of course, if you don't go through with the dare.
Right. You die.
You die. Yeah. And he's like, tipping. And then just the initial... Ooh.
Snaps his neck.
Ooh.
My favorite, like, I love, like, because they all have their phones out and they're recording before it happens. Mm-hmm. And then when the group of people find out that it happens, they're like sent the iPhone video.
Kind of like Pretty Little Liars used to do with a da 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 da. And I was like, wow, this is a subtle nod to Lucy Hale's past days.
I snapped like I knew, but I didn't. I
haven't you're even like, I love Pretty Little Liars.
I knew she was from that, but like, I
watched every single episode, every single season. I regret it every time, and it's the worst show I've ever seen.
Would you have rather watched a full season of that, or?
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Truth or dare?
That's a great question.
We'll be right back.
Probably truth or dare, honestly. It's shorter.
It is shorter.
And it's, you know. I think
still it's still very long.
It's very long. It drags towards the end. I watched it today.
Did you?
I watched it today I came here. And I was like, okay, how long? I'm like, I need to leave soon. Let's go. Let's wrap it up. I know it ends at some point. Jesus. But it just kept freaking going and going and going.
The beginning where they're like, they all get the video on their phone. This is one of my favorite parts, is when they're all looking, when they see him originally die, mm-hmm. they all have their little moment. And the scene is like clearly ending. The main people speaking leave the room. Mm-hmm. And then all that's left is I think it's the medical student and his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And they're rewatching the video. And he's like, oh, that's crazy.
He's like, God. And she's like, I'm just so drunk. I'm an alcoholic. Margaritas.
Oh, my God.
And then they start making out because that's just, they're just, their sole purpose in this movie is to just make out and
cheat on each other.
Cheat on each. Well, no, I don't think they cheat on each other.
Oh, that's right.
They're faithful to each other. Yeah. He's like, this is my lucky pen. She's like, I thought I was your lucky pen because her name's
I thought I was
your lucky pen. She's like, you're my lucky pen. That's right. And they start making out and like basically having sex. I was like, that's kind of
cool. You're my ball tip baby.
Oh, God.
Yo.
That would be an interest. If that was my nickname in bed, that would be.
Yo.
I wouldn't like that.
I'd rather go as like Quill and Ink.
You're my Quill and Ink.
You're my Quill and Ink. Yes, sire.
Anything for you, sir. Yes.
But they So yeah, that's right. And then the medical guy was mm-hmm. next because she went through with her little dare.
Yes, her dare. No.
Expose everybody or expose her in the library. Which keep your voice fucking down.
I mean, yeah, but also you got a lot of people screaming at you. And they're like, tell us your, she's like, truth or dare.
Yeah.
And she's like, truth. And he's like, tell, what's the secret that, I think the blonde girl's name was Marky.
Yeah.
And they're
yeah.
like, tell yeah. everyone what Marky told you to keep. She cheats on Lucas. They're like, what? And then, of course, you know, it gets, shit goes. And then she's like, oh, touch me again, and I'll break your hand. Then that's when, you know.
One of, like, the few, like, nice writing parts of it. Yeah. I thought, where it's like, because, like, I saw it, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't have thought anything about that.
Yeah, again. And then you're like, oh, I see what
and,
she did.
Yeah, and there's, like, a couple more things like that in yeah, there that I like.
Oh, okay, I get this now. Yeah, and then we get the medical doctor who forges prescriptions
yeah.
to underclass.
Allegedly.
You know, there's no proof. Yeah. I'm not going to snitch.
What are you going to prove? He's fucking dead.
Exactly. maybe. Who knows? But no, he did stab his pen through his eye. But yeah, that I was like, oh, he might get through with this. And I honestly, he was such a tool. I knew yeah. he was going to die.
Horny guy always dies first.
And he's also like, so, like, he thinks he's so smart.
Yeah.
And he's not.
Well, he's a medical student.
Oh, I mean, he's got a huge interview.
Yeah. You know? It's huge.
He's like, I just love saving people, you know? And they just, you know, I could have been, what did he say? He said, I could have been a hedge fund.
A hedge fund. Was it a baby or something? No.
Hedge fund. What is the position called? Hedge fund account. It's not accountant.
Oh. Hedge fund. Oh, actually, I don't know.
Hedge fund businessman.
A gardener.
But instead, I chose to be a doctor because right. people helped me. And she was like, that was so noble of you. Yeah. That was so noble of you.
And the woman, like, interviewing him, like, obviously they're, like, building it up so that she can do, like, the truth or dare and the demon can possess yeah. her. But they, like, they cut her off before she could get to that point. She goes, like, she closes her book. She goes, I only have one more question for you. And then she, like, it cuts. And yeah. then they're all, like, outside trying to bang on the door. And then they're... And she hasn't even asked him yet.
Yeah.
They're walking toward the door.
And then, like, the door's open. She's like, oh, you forgot your bag. They're like, no. And then right. the door shuts. And then, you know, yeah. truth or dare. And they're like, what did my friends put you up to this? And then, of course. And then, yeah. Oh, my God. We've skipped one of the parts that, oh, God.
Wait, did we?
The Asian character.
Wait, no, he was after. I think he was after the medical.
No, he was after the hand.
Oh, was he?
Was he? I don't know. I'm getting them all mixed up at this point.
The only guy who shouldn't have died.
His story, so sad. His yeah. dad's a cop. He's not out to his dad. He's very gay. Mm-hmm. And he says truth or dare. And because they did two truths before, he has to dare. And you have to come out to your dad?
Yeah. He's just trying to get some of those, like, onion Hawaiian chips out of the fucking vending machine.
Come out to your dad
yeah,
right now.
Come out to your dad right now.
But he's like, oh, it went fine. So
careful,
I'm like, oh,
he's got a gun.
Careful, which, you know, later in the movie, again.
Spoilers.
Others, we spoiled. That's what we do. I don't care. I don't give two shits. They don't either.
This one is good to spoil.
But honestly, you should. No one needs to watch this. But, or maybe you do. I don't know. But he pulls out, like, he gets a dare, and it's, yeah. he pulls out the gun.
Come out to your dad.
And he's like, come out to your dad. And then the one in the end where he's like, grab your dad's
grab
gun.
Your dad's
beg
gun.
For his life. And his dad's like, son, you don't have to do this. Da, da, da. Also, ballsy of the cop, the other cop, to just shoot him.
To just, yeah,
also,
right
in
the back.
Also, it's his son. Mm-hmm. Regardless, like, shoot him in the leg or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, but yeah, they...
Why would he not, because it didn't do any of those tropes where, like, he couldn't explain what yeah. was going on. He's like, he literally goes, like, I'll explain everything. And his dad's like, is it because I didn't like that you were gay? It's like, just beg for your dumb life.
He's like, no, dad, I'll explain it. Just
I'll explain everything. Just please beg for your life.
And he's like, no, son, I love you. And you're like, no, yeah, just, I know. Like, I love you, beg. Too. Just say, you just beg. Just say, please.
Yeah.
Please, just say, please let me live. That's all you have to say. And then,
please let me kill another child.
Like, literally, oh, God. And then he dies, and then it's just, I felt bad for him. I was like, that's the one who I was like, okay,
deserved to die. Everyone else deserved to die.
Yeah.
He deserved to live.
I knew he would die too when he like, because he has such a triumphant beginning,
mm-hmm.
where he's like, yeah, I feel like a huge weight is off my shoulders. I feel so much better.
Yeah. This is great.
This is great. I feel great. I'm like, you're fucking toast, dude.
I
should have done this years ago.
Why didn't I come out to my dad sooner?
It's crazy.
You know what? Thanks, demon.
Why didn't we shoot this movie years ago?
God, thanks, Sel. What is it? What the demon in the end is like, Selux or something like that?
Oh, I don't remember. I don't even remember.
Yeah, they have.
They gave it a name?
They gave it a name.
It's always an awful thing when they do that. And like showing the face or giving it a name, yeah. It's always a bad thing.
Yeah. They like it's revealed that like the way this started was like that part also confused me because there's like 9 different stories, but it's like a group of, were they nuns? Or like,
so there was a nun and like the priest,
okay.
who didn't make it out. And I think the nun, we're actually still going linearly. I think we're okay, like right okay, where we okay, should okay. be. Because then Homegirl, Pretty Little Liars, and what's his nuts from Disney Channel?
Tyler Posey?
Right. They're like, we got to go to Tijuana now. And they're wearing thick jackets.
Yeah.
They go
oh,
to
they
this...
had sex.
No, wait, that's right.
They had
yeah.
sex.
Yeah, yeah. Like her awful thing.
I dare you to have sex with me. Okay.
Yeah, and ruin the relationship with your dumb blonde friend.
I was like, okay.
Supposed to be played by my friend.
That's just silly.
Yeah.
I dare you to have sex. And they're like, oh no, the worst dare ever. I guess here we go.
Know? Okay, but here's the thing too, because if you don't complete the dare, you die. The demon kills you.
Yeah.
They were not done fucking when they stopped.
Yeah, they definitely were.
They weren't done.
No.
Because he said some weird... She starts choking him because she's like,
truth or dare. And then she does the weirdest smile. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then what was his? Like, he had
it,
to be
it was
like...
truth. It was like, who do you actually love?
Yeah.
And he's like...
He's like, I love Mickey
or
whatever.
I care about you so much, but I love Olivia. And she's like, okay, I'm going to go. But the way the blanket is just like perfectly over her butt. And then she just slides off and like grabs the blanket. And it just fits her perfectly. Perfect. I was like... Wow. You know what? That right there is worth the movie on its own. That was impressive. How many takes was that? Like, that's immaculate.
Go again. I saw her ass. I saw her dimples. Yeah. They should have died right then.
Yeah.
Or I guess she should have died.
Yeah.
Because nobody came.
Correct.
It was very, like, they made a point.
Apparently there is a...
He was like, I'm not done.
She's like, no, you're done.
You're fucking done.
You're done. You're fucking done.
It's like, what if I squeeze harder?
apparently the film was supposed to be, or there's a second version that's like rated R or whatever.
Oh, thank God.
You know, God, we really need it.
That's right. It was PG-13.
Yeah, but they like... There's a, it said in like IMDb, it was like, there's a nastier sex scene between the two. And I was like, oh.
We're talking Oppenheimer level sex.
It's 3 hours long. It is an IMAX. It is Adobe Atmos.
This is the only part that was sponsored by Sci-Fi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude. Oh, God.
Yeah. And then what happened? So then they go to Tijuana.
Yeah.
To visit the nun.
The old lady.
And she's like, they're like, look, it's my grandma.
She's taking a vow of silence.
This
chick won't talk.
The grandma's like, look, there was a bunch of nuns or whatever.
This is all written down.
All written down because she can't talk. And there's sign language. They're like, we're not even going to attempt that.
That really did buy like 10 minutes out of the fucking movie.
Yeah, I was like, wow, you're like, really dragging this.
Yeah, like, wow, you're going to make this pitch right the whole time.
And I was like, you know what? Props to her. She's got some good handwriting. I was like, good for you.
Right.
She writes it down and is like, oh, like something with a priest. And honestly, I kind of like it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But basically.
She's like, you have to make a sacrifice.
Like a demon came out and like one of them summoned a demon to like get rid of the priest. And they started playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to conceal the demon and. You know, but something, the sacrifice was like broken open.
Yeah.
Whatever. So you have to do this. And they're like, well, what's the sacrifice? And they're like, it's your tongue.
You gotta cut out your tongue.
She could have just been like, eh, and then instantly it would have been fine. But she's like, the tongue. And then it was like a weird tongue thing.
I'll say this too. Like, if I were the demon, like, I wouldn't have accepted the sacrifice because she had most of her tongue.
What is it? Isn't like all the way down here or something?
Holy
like that?
God, is
your
that right?
Your tongue is like long. Like, it's like you're
down here, Katie.
You think
it goes down there?
No, it's like it's like it is really fucking long. Like, if you like your actual tongue, I don't know if it's like here. It's like definitely like here.
Like, it's definitely it's here. Probably like to the bottom of your jaw.
Maybe I feel like it's. I thought it was longer.
We'll look at it a little
bit. Don't know. I don't know.
Either way, she did not cut off enough of her tongue to appease the gods. Yeah,
that's.
And it's in this cute little.
It's in a cute little jar. Got a little like skull and crossbones. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I think I saw that at like Michael's craft store for Halloween.
Yeah, just some nobody's craft store.
Yeah.
In Springfield, Illinois, in Tijuana.
In Tijuana,
I have to say it again. I know I said it a second ago. They're wearing like. Homeboy is wearing like a jacket and jeans in this very clearly hot Tijuana fucking desert.
But they're cold. It's chilly.
It's like
it's cold.
Weirdly infuriating to see.
It's you know super chilly out there. I'm sure the actors were like just sweating.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. That's great.
No, you look great.
You look great. You look great. You look great. During this time, or no, sorry, during when they're having sex.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So jumping back a little bit.
It's a non-linear film.
It's it's
directed by Nolan.
It's a lot of jumping around. Honestly, that's the whole movie, and that's also the thought process with watching the movie.
Yeah.
This is my second time seeing it, and I knew what happened, but I was like, "What order does it happen?" And I'm still processing.
I got it till like 2 p.m. tomorrow on YouTube. I'll probably watch it again.
Just why not? Why not? See, you know, you'll go back and be like, "Oh, there's that part."
She said that during the
pod. Oh man. Then you like. You film yourself and you send it in for like the edit afterwards.
Edit this in.
Yeah,
edit this in. A green screen for this.
Yeah. Marky, the blonde girl who was dating Disney star / Teen Wolf star, Tyler Posey. Posey. She's like, okay, well, my boyfriend or now ex-boyfriend and my best friend are fucking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go... to get a coffee or something.
But oh yeah,
throughout
yeah,
the movie, she keeps watching the video of her dead dad.
Yeah,
and it's a
her
video,
favorite video.
Her favorite video, and it's like a video of him grilling. He's like, "I'm making steak." She's like, "You know, I'm pescatarian." He's like, "Oh yeah, swordfish steak," and she's like, "You're so goofy, Dad. Oh my god!" But this time, she watches the video,
right.
And we get the creepy smile, and she's like, "Dad." Oh my God, Dad.
Did they get to you too?
And he's like, "I miss you." She's like, "I miss you too." I'm like, "You're talking to your phone."
Right.
You know what's going to happen. He's like, "I have to ask you a question, truth or dare."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Truth." She's like, and he's like, "Do you still keep the gun that I killed myself with?" Or no, "Why do you still keep it?"
Right.
And she's like, "Because I want it.
I think about using it." Yeah.
He's like, "Why don't you go? Why don't you go see the gun? Why don't you go say hi?
Go say hi to the gun.
Go say hi to the gun.
Why don't you go visit the gun then?
Just go say hi."
She got off so easy too.
She's like, "Okay."
Yeah. She has to hit her friend.
Yeah.
Talk to her dead dad.
Yeah. And also like her, she's.
And we won't say the third one yet because we're trying to go in order now.
Yeah. We'll see how if we can. Yeah, I've also already forgotten the order. No, here we go. Together.
We got it. Because then she gets the gun.
Yes.
She starts tasting it for a second, and then her friend
salty.
So it tastes like dad.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
He's not really dead. Okay.
It's just a movie, is it? Truth or dare? Just kidding.
Truth or dare?
Uh-oh.
Truth or dare? Recreate this movie.
Recreate this movie. Ready, set, go.
So she's tasting the gun, looking at photos of her dad, and then her Pretty Little Liars friend comes in and is like, "What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Don't you know I care about you? Mm-hmm. Like, don't do this."
We did forget something.
And then, so.
We forgot two things.
Well, I think, okay, go ahead.
We forgot Penelope.
Oh, with
after.
She had a good one,
her
too.
Her boyfriend died.
Yeah.
She's just hammering vodka like it's water.
Right.
She's that bottle. I think she had like at least three bottles.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, girl. Good for you, but holy shit.
The label is it's just vodka and red ink over it. It's great.
That's what everyone drinks.
And they carry her upstairs.
She's like, "I'm drunk."
Like, "Do you need anything?" She goes, "More vodka."
And they're like, "You're silly. Go to bed." And she's like, "She's asleep."
Yeah.
Obviously, she wasn't, though. Has a spare thing of vodka, starts drinking it. Truth or dare?
Into the mirror.
Into the mirror. She has to walk the line of the house.
Yeah, on the roof.
On the roof and finish the bottle.
Yeah.
And
one of the greatest like vaudeville moments too. They're like, we have to protect her. Like, we have to make sure that if she falls, they'll be okay. So they're like hovering around her with her mattress.
They're like, we got it.
But it'll be okay.
I also love, just keep moving forward. You got it. Keep moving forward. You got it. Da, da, da. I'm like, you've said that 6 times yeah, now. She's going to do what she needs to do. I'm like, I feel like I would crawl.
And she's like your size, yeah, just pounding she's vodka. Just,
I'm like, good for you. And she's just like, this is fine. It, like, yeah, it doesn't taste bad. So nothing. Brave. Not a chaser in sight. That's brave.
She fucking makes it out.
She does it. Garbage. She does fall off the roof, though. Yeah. But onto the mattress.
Car. Yeah. Car. Mattress and the car.
And mattress and the car.
So she makes it. And then, yeah.
And then, in fact, okay, now we're fast forwarding.
Yeah.
No.
Because,
okay. A little bit back because before, no, it was after the.
You have seen it 2 times. Wow.
Yeah. After what's the gay character? Oh my god, I'm just calling him the gay character.
It's
lovely man.
M.
He deserves more. I feel like it's like Mark. No, we already have Marky.
Oh yeah.
Chuck. No. Brad. His name's Brad. He deserves the world. After Brad dies, they get in contact with one of the girls who is friends with the guy who tricked them in the beginning,
yeah, right,
to try to find him.
Right.
And I think his name was Sam. And they're like, oh, we're going to try to find Sam. And then she's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, this was like way depthier than I remember.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there was a lot.
There's a lot. There's like a lot, but it's all like
a lot and stupid. None of it's good.
Yeah. It's all stupid. And then she of course gets a dare.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm so sorry, Olivia. She's like, how'd you know my name? And she's like, because I'm supposed to kill you. And then Penn jumps out, yeah, gets shot. Then the girl shoots herself because she didn't complete the dare.
Yeah.
And so, okay, now we're caught right up.
And so, and then the lead lady.
Also, her friend just died, and she's like, yeah, my friend's dead. I guess here we are. And like the reactions are so,
yeah,
like low. I'm like, you guys, I really wanted you to like
make they rewatch the death again.
They're like, it was tough.
Tragic.
I went and got a margarita mix. Anywhere.
Do they do drink a lot?
They do, like, a lot.
So, like, somewhere between Tijuana and gal who they find on Facebook Marketplace or, like, Facebook Messenger, mm-hmm, you find out that the lead knows something about blonde gal's dad dying,
mm-hmm,
or committing suicide. Mm-hmm. She's got some fucking secret.
Mm-hmm.
They get back from Tijuana, and the lead has to do the truth or dare, but she has to do... I guess
dare.
Yeah. That was a beauty. One thing I do have to give this movie is that it does play on like how like whenever you play truth or dare, like you can like kind of finagle either one to, yeah, make it into a truth or dare. And they do that like a couple times,
yeah,
in the movie, which I did like. And that was one of them.
Yeah.
Where it's like she either got, yeah, truth or dare. And she's like, I dare you to tell the truth about what happened to that girl's dad.
And she's like, well, basically.
Homeboy came at me.
Called me beautiful. Right. Gave me a few kisses.
I was drunk.
And I was like, I threatened him. I was like, I'm going to tell,
mm-hmm,
Marky. And he's like, I'd rather, you know, kill myself if you do that. And she's like, you'd be better off.
Give her this gun instead of a
dad. And then Marky's like, you killed my dad. Yeah. I'm like, okay. No, but he did it. He, yeah, didn't have to.
Yeah.
He could have just been honest. And
said, I tried to come out of your 14-year-old friend.
Correct. Which, again, not better, but also, like, you can...
Right. I feel a truth or dare for another day.
Yeah, another day, you know. But, yeah. And also, she shouldn't have to hide that.
Yeah. That's a big burden.
That's a huge burden. Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, but then, like, oh. She's like, you're the only one I have left. I'm like, she's like, I might as well kill myself. I'm like, well, you're all going to die anyways.
The lead is like a whole, like a martyr the whole fucking way.
Yeah.
Like up until the very end when we get there.
Yeah. She's like, I'm a saint. You're like, okay.
Yeah. Habitat for humanity.
But she has shingles, so she can't go.
Shingles.
I feel like
you work on shingles for Habitat for Humanity. Yeah. For like, yeah. But yeah. So... They all like they get that guy.
Mm-hmm.
They get the OG guy who brought him to the dumb church to play Truth or Dare. They like catch up with him.
They find him. They like
right.
Olivia. Oh, that's her name.
Nice.
Wow. Half of the podcast, we figured out Lucy Hale's name in the movie. It is Olivia.
You remember the actor.
Good job. Yeah. Good job. Good job, brain. Thank you for finally catching up. Okay, so Olivia gets the gun that Marky's dad killed himself with and is like, Sam, get in the fucking car. We're going to Mexico. We're going to the church. We're going to finish this shit. We're going to do the ritual that the little lady said we should do. We're going to cut off your fucking tongue.
Someone's got to cut
off
your
tongue. It's going to be great. We're going to read this little spell in Spanish. It's going to be great. His Spanish was actually pretty good.
Wasn't bad.
I was like, good for you. Good for you, sir. And then, of course, while it's happening, they get a truth or dare, and it is for the boyfriend. And
That's right.
And I think he can only pick dare.
Yeah, and he starts walking away.
And they're like, where are you going? He's like, I can't do this. I gotta wait. He's like, what was the dare? He's like, pick one of you. We'll pick one. To kill. He's like, I'm not gonna kill either one of you. I'd rather die myself.
I'm leaving this church, dude.
I was like, okay, that's brave. But also, hey, kill one of them. Just, you know which one you like.
Yeah.
Kill, honestly, Olivia would be fine if she died.
That part gets like kind of muddled too, because like he starts walking away and then it possesses him.
Yes.
Like, no, this is happening.
Yeah.
And he gets the gun and he shoots and hits what's her nuts, the lead? He hits his girlfriend.
So he doesn't get the gun. He actually grabs the knife.
That's that same right. Because he's cutting his tongue. He's
like, you know what? I'll do it.
Fine, he's
do
in the it. Middle of it. Yeah.
And then he's like, well, you can't complete the ritual without the sacrifice.
Right.
So he kills Sam. So then you can no longer, like, this. There's no way this will end unless everybody in the room dies.
Yeah.
So, and then he takes the knife and slits his throat.
Slits his own throat.
But you don't see it because it's PG-13. And then,
man,
Marky gets a dare and it's shoot Olivia. And
yeah, his homeboy with the tongue, is he already dead?
He's dead.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah. So then shoots Olivia in the arm. And then she's like, okay, Salix, truth or dare? And he's like, that doesn't work that way. He's like, no, once you've been asked, you're in the game.
Those
so you're in the game too.
Those are the moments in the movie where they're like, that's not how it works.
You're like, oh, it is now because those are your rules. So you made the rules. So I'm going to. And then, she's like, how do we win? And he's like, everybody dies. You can't win.
Right.
And then, you know, they come out of it and they decide, you know what, I'm just going to use my internet fame.
Influence, yeah.
To just curse everybody.
Literally everybody.
Everybody. Also, she has only like 4,000 followers on YouTube. I just want to point that out.
Did you catch that?
Yeah.
Oh, I
was like 4K because I was curious. I was like, how many followers does she actually have? And it was like, I think it was like a four. It was either 40K or 4K.
40K would have been impressive.
Still, but 4K, yeah. Like that's not that many people.
Yeah.
But it's like all these people all over the world. They're like, uh-oh, truth or dare. And then of course you get the smile and you're like.
It's literally like putting like the Ring video up on YouTube if you were in like that universe or whatever.
You're like, okay, well.
So then she just curses the world, this martyr, the one that you're like, kind of like, oh, she's kind of nice.
Yeah, no. She cursed the whole world. Yeah, yeah. So
horror movies really have to end that way too, right? Where they're like, nobody wins,
everybody dies.
Yeah. Like even when you think they're gonna get out. Yeah.
And that's why we love them. That's why we love them. Now I have to ask, in that camera right there,
sure,
can you give us your best? Weird smile, the demonic Snapchat filter smile.
Yeah.
Okay, ready, set, go. That's brilliant.
Truth or dare.
Ooh, that was brilliant. Thank you for that.
Of course. That was one out of 10. What do you give it?
I think it was a 12.
I think it was 12 out of 10. Yeah,
12 out of 10.
Like as we're sitting here describing the plot, I was like, you know, there was a lot more to it than it. Like it should have done better. Like it really should have.
It could have done better, but the acting, the writing, there was actually, I wrote down one of the lines that was absolutely ridiculous.
Rated R. Yeah. There were a couple highlights.
One of them, I forget who said it, but someone's like, you're such an idiot. And he's like, you just do that to me. And I was like, okay.
That, yeah.
Okay.
That was awful. They're like searching like the curse And like, they're like doing some vague search online. And then the blonde gal's like, did you try Googling it? Like, oh yeah. So they type in Mexican truth or dare. And I was like, I really wish it would just truth or dare would show up in Spanish, like the translation.
Yeah.
You racist.
It, also that whole scene where like they're just Googling one thing and it instantly pops up. And
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I do have another one. I love when Olivia has the gun and she's threatening Sam. She's like, hey, you need to come to like the church with us. And then, you know, they're at the church or whatever. And like after they've said all the curse seven times, she goes, okay, now here's the knife. And he's like, what do I have to do? She's like, I need you to cut out your tongue. And just the way she said it, I was like, okay, yeah. How many takes did you do that where like that was the one that you're like, this is the one we're going to keep in? I need you to cut out your tongue. It was just like, okay, you don't need to enunciate. Just cut out your fucking tongue. Like
one of the opening scenes after they convinced her to not go do fucking charity work, mm-hmm. and they go to this bar, like, what's his nuts that dies first? The horny guy. Horny, that's the new trope now. Horny guy dies first
in horror
movies, which is great. You want them to die.
Mm-hmm.
He has like, he's like hitting on the lead gal at the bar. And then the dude who like starts the curse, mm-hmm. like Sam. Calls him out. Sam mm-hmm. is like, either she's going to punch you in the face or I am, dude. And he walks up to him. He's like, well, why don't you just do it? Like, why don't you do it? And then someone goes, hey, like, Sam, we're going to get some shots. You want a shot? He's like, see, I never turned down that offer. So now you're lucky. I have to walk away.
He's like, I like alcohol.
I like alcohol too much. And that's your out, dude.
And that's, and you get to see another day because I am a shot bro and I got to go get me a shot.
Dude. Yeah. And cheats on him literally in frame. Yeah. It was out of this world.
It was insane. So, going also to comedy, but also tying this in as well.
Sure.
Shenanigans is basically just dare.
Kind of.
Dares,
yeah.
Crazy ass dares, jackass, obviously.
Kind of.
Insane dares. What's the craziest thing that you've done or seen someone do, both on your show or like in anything? Because I've seen some insane shit just from like clips and stuff.
Yeah.
But like, I'm sure there's stuff I have not seen.
I can tell you the most scared I was when my co-host, they threw darts at me while I did a set. That was the one that I was the most scared for.
Okay.
Like the original plan was, we have like this engineer friend who we wanted to build like one of those like old timey, like you spin it while like you're strapped to it,
mm-hmm.
and you spin around. We were going to hire an axe thrower,
which would
have been better than my two friends, like throwing fucking darts at me.
Yeah.
That one. And, one that we were just really proud of that we thought was very funny. We called it Red Pill, Blue Pill.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you give whoever lands on it the option, Red Pill, Blue Pill. One of them was a laxative,
mm-hmm.
and the other was a blue chew. Because mm-hmm. we didn't trust like any of like the gas station, like the Rhino XXL boner pill or whatever. Yeah. And we had to test both of them before we could put anybody through it. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I took the blue chew and it is like, it's wild. It's like when you have like no intent of having sex and you're just taking it, it's like, it's a weird upper.
Okay. Okay. You're I'm going to do this like every day, but like not have sex.
I just had to walk through Home Depot, like getting wood for the show. Like thinking,
oh my God.
I'm just walking through. It was really strange, but I liked that one a lot. The craziest one that I've seen on like a jackass, anything that Steve-O does is always like, Knoxville always has like the biggest ones, but like Steve-O I feel like does the most like painful shit.
Oh, yeah.
The bees on his dick in the newest one.
Is it Aaron who always had like,
Aaron had the worst. You're right. Aaron.
The penis with like the little, and then I just remember the snake. And when he had his penis in like the mouse and they were like doing this. And
yeah.
Like, look at the mouse. Look. And then the snake.
Aaron has it the worst.
Yeah.
You're totally right. Out of anybody in that crew, Aaron gets it the worst.
Yeah.
Knoxville gets hit by a bolt, which it's very
That's
scary.
That's pretty bad. Yeah,
it's terrifying.
He's like, I think he said he can no longer have do kids? Any stunts.
Oh.
Kids. I think he has kids. I think he's like done having children. Hopefully. I mean, he's a sexy man. But anyway, that's a
Knoxville is hot.
He's
shout out Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville, sexy man, sexy man. But I think in an interview he was like, I can't do any more stunts because one more hit to the head and I'm probably done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, you know what? You got to that point.
Yeah.
And you should maybe be proud of yourself for that.
Right.
I don't know if that's an accomplishment, but you know what? You did something.
I thought about like this last show we did two Sundays ago. Mm-hmm. We, again, the professional boxer backed out, but we had a friend of ours who was trained by that guy to box me. And everybody's like, honestly, you might want to take the pro because he knows how to hit. Like he knows how to like gauge it.
Yeah.
And I got like at the end hit in the head twice. And then I'm going to bed that night like, should I go to bed? Like, should I?
Should I wait?
Yeah, because I forgot about that rule of like, even if you have a concussion and don't know, that might be your last night, you know? Like that it might just be curtains.
That might be it for you.
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, well, I'm glad you're still here and alive.
We're very proud of that.
It's looks fucking insane. It's fucking insane. I do have this question also. Mm-hmm. So they obviously possess truth or dare
mm-hmm.
to be, you know, the scary game that it is to be possessed by a demon.
Yeah.
If you could play any demon possessed board game or childhood game like Hot Lava Monster or something like that, what game would you want to
play? It's funny. I was watching this and I was like, this is the truth or dare Jumanji, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you're asking if I could play any game that was possessed by a demon?
Yes, that had play? Like insane consequences. Like
repercussions?
Like it could be Candyland.
Do you remember that? Like, it's not like a board game per se, but mm-hmm. it was like a game for kids okay. where it comes with like the little blue elephant that's a fan that
it has
the two
yes
and it blows the little paper butterflies out of
that would be Elephun the elephant.
Thank
you, John. Thank you, John.
I would be that fucking elephant.
You would want that. How, like, what would happen?
The butterflies are they'd be like mixed insects. I have malaria as like an elephant. I have like active malaria.
Okay. Oh, wait. So are you the elephant?
Yeah, I'd be the elephant.
Okay, got it. Okay, so you're putting yourself literally in it. I was saying you played it, but you're like, I'm going to be the infected elephant. Awesome.
And these kids have to catch whatever insects I blow out of my thing. And it's like, we're not going to be on dry land. We're in like a puddle, a dirty African puddle.
Okay.
That's just where I see elephants the most.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. That's nice, safe. Okay.
Okay. So I'm in a dirty zoo puddle.
Okay. In Africa.
And so all the kids, like, they have to catch my infected
butterflies. So you've thought about this?
No, not till just now.
You're like, this is it. You're like, this is it. No, I think you have. I think this is like every night you go to bed, you're like, one day.
My first thought was like, okay, it has to be a game with animals. Hungry, Hungry Hippos was the first one.
Okay, that could be interesting. Yeah.
Hippos are scary no matter what.
Yeah. Okay.
Elephants, I feel like you have a chance.
Yeah. Okay.
What about you?
I feel like I'd go like... Ooh, honestly,
the game of life.
I was thinking the game of life, but one of like the weird ones that's like themed.
Yeah,
yeah. I'd go with one of those, or maybe
the Bernie Madoff game of life.
Yeah, or like Monopoly, that could be interesting.
Yeah.
Candyland would be interesting. Chutes and Ladders.
Scrabble.
Trouble, but you are in the game, so you are those little things, and when it's your turn, you have to be popped in the little. Or again, Hot Lava Monster.
Is that a game?
Like a childhood like a playground game.
Is it like the floor is lava? Excuse me, I burped.
Oh. There you go. Thank you. But it's like when you're on a playground and somebody's it and they can only touch one color and you have to like climb around and try to tag somebody, but you like your eyes are closed.
If you touch the color, then you're like in the lava or whatever.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, or like if you touch the ground, or like, you're tagged.
That's good.
You're it. Something like
has that. To be played on a playground.
Yes, that's it. Playground games are like Cherry Bomb, same concept, but
these are already better than the movie.
Exactly. These games are better. Truth or Dare really struggled. Honestly, the TV movie was better. I think it had a lot of
sci-fi one.
It had a lot of similar stuff where you have like the doctor guy. They literally copied it. I think that was the spec script, and then they're like, okay, here's the approval. I feel like it's like that.
Okay, that doctor line is so fucking funny. It's just that, like, I don't have time for this. I have a medical exam.
I have a medical
go exam. See a doctor.
You are a doctor. Give me and at one point he like prescribes Olivia Adderall.
Adderall, yeah.
He's like, you seem stressed. Here you go.
And why would you give her a stimulant?
He's not smart. Which almost like, how are you going to be a doctor?
Yeah.
Who did you pay? He's got a hedge fund. He's got a hedge fund. Attorney John, what is it? Hedge fund. You know what I'm saying, though.
Nope.
No, like a hedge, owner of a hedge fund, editor of a hedge fund, creator of a hedge, manager of a manager of a hedge fund. That sounds right.
John, what game would you choose?
Probably
Mousetrap, but with rats.
Ooh,
that's good. That's good.
That's a good one.
Mousetrap, but with rats.
I haven't played that in
just a worse rodent.
Just a worse. But you are the mouse.
Yeah.
I think that should be the next game. Why don't they make the game, like all these childhood games, into horror movies?
I don't know.
It'd be terrible. It's like the Barbie movie. They're like, we're going to make all the toys movies now. And into I'm like, horror okay, things. But what about Mousetrap the movie?
Right.
It's a horror movie.
Because they made Battleship and it was terrible.
Exactly. But so was this movie. So.
Have you done Winnie the Pooh with anybody yet?
No, John is literally laughing right now. This is one of his favorites and he's
right?
trying to get me to do it. Dude, and I want to do it. I just haven't.
I'm still trying to watch. I'd come on again to talk Winnie the fucking Pooh. That's crazy.
I've heard it's a silly little goofy.
It's no good.
Energy.
John. I mean, the opening 5 minutes with the animation is worth the entire film.
Do they play the theme?
No, but they explain how Winnie the Pooh got
the way
became the way how Winnie and Piglet became the way that they are.
Oh, Piglet too.
It's Winnie and Piglet
and Eeyore, right? Piglet. Is the third?
No, I mean, I'm gonna just spoil it.
Okay, go ahead.
They tell you in the beginning that when Christopher Robin went to college, they had to learn how to be savages again, and they were starving, so they ate Eeyore.
That's amazing.
That's brilliant.
It's fantastic.
Speaking of Tijuana and donkeys, Eeyore.
Eeyore. They're all all of the Winnie the Pooh characters are like
mental disorders.
Didn't
they do the same thing with SpongeBob? Or are they different personality? So.
Personality things. I think so. Like Winnie the Pooh is something
gluttony.
Oh,
they're the
like eating disorder.
It's the sins, right? For
no, because like Tigger has ADHD, Piglet has anxiety.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Eeyore's got depression.
The rabbit's a narcissist, right?
Or something. Probably.
Right.
I don't know, but
Roo's and the owl.
The owl. He's just chilling, and then Christopher Robin is
schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia, because he's seeing all these animals and they're
so it must
talking.
Be SpongeBob that's like the seven deadly sins or something like that.
I have not heard that, but I like that theory.
Yeah, it's like
I like that.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, who knows?
Psychological disorders make things so much more fun to watch.
Exactly. I feel like we all should just have one, you know, just for fun. For fun. I think we all need a psychological disorder and a friend who can smile like that. You know,
it does look like a filter.
It is the apparently the actors Tyler Posey and Lucy Hale
smiled once.
They never smiled in their lives before. No, but all the smiles were I know it's a shocker to you. They all were CGI'd. I know, but
I hate this fucking movie.
I know they apparently only needed to be CGI'd about 5% compared to everyone else. They needed way more so they could do their smile
because they got big mouth.
Yeah, they could do their smile. I was like, damn, okay, good for you guys, good for you. That's weird that you can do that, but I love that.
Do you think
you.
They told them on set to like, yeah, we actually didn't have to add that much to your dumb mouth.
You got just a big fucking mouth, dude.
Big old bokeh.
You did great, but God, you saved us a lot of money, so I want to say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The other girl, Marky, God, she couldn't even open her mouth. She just was like a... like, that was her smile.
Okay, take it easy. Her dad died.
Her dad shot himself.
Yeah, you can't say die. He was killed. He was murdered.
Murdered by himself. myself.
Yeah. Whoa. Selfish.
Whoa, T. So out of
10. Out of 10?
Out of 10, what do you think?
At 30 minutes, I took a break. That's always like a good indicator.
To cry?
No, like that. To like, I think I went to get like a hot dog or something.
Because that's better than the film.
I was like, I'm out of
hot dog. Yes, I like that.
I like went for a walk, so it would take longer. Okay. That was a third of the way in. Out of 10, I'd give it like, it was entertaining, so I'd give it like a 5. I would give it a 5 because there were parts that like, again, like I like how it like, it did like kind of play with the line of like,
yeah,
any truth can be a dare. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I've played the game. That's right. It can be that. Yeah. And just that my friend was going to be it. It was so funny to me when I told her. Yeah.
Well, on IMDb, I think it has a 5.6, which I think is.
That's high.
High.
Yeah.
I checked back because I saw it again when I saw it in theaters.
Yeah.
I did not walk out. Yeah. I wanted to. This is the only film I've wanted to walk out of.
So you've seen it 3 times now?
Twice.
Okay, yeah. Got it. Okay.
But I remember it's like ingrained in my brain, and it's because it's so bad. I gave it a 2 then, and I will stick with a 2 now.
A 2 then and a 2 now,
which I think is... this is a terrible movie. Yeah. It's great. I think if you watched it with a lot of people and you were drinking just like them, maybe you played a drinking game with it.
Yeah. Every time
they said truth or dare, take a shot.
I played the martyr. I didn't even invite anybody to watch.
Yeah. You were drinking. You had like 7 bottles of vodka and we're just like, here we go.
No, the worst thing was that I watched it like sober because I was like, yeah, I want to like at least have a couple things to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, drank immediately after.
Yeah. Immediately hammered a bunch. Yeah. Yeah. I think the next time I watch it, I will be drunk or on some substance.
Yeah.
But I do think it would be enjoyable to watch like with a lot of people.
Yeah.
To like make fun of it and to like talk, like be like, look what you're fucking doing. We're gonna lose. You know, just stuff.
We
like
caught all the highlights though, dude. Yeah. Cheating in the background.
Yeah. Like, you need to cut off your tongue. Okay.
Google Mexican truth or dare. See what comes up.
Idiot. You do that to me.
Let's go to the church.
Let's go to a church and play truth or dare. Well, hey, I dare you to, I dare you right now to tell us where we can find you on social media.
All right. I'm at Ben Nicholson on Instagram. That's really all I use. And follow my other page at Shenanigans Mike. That's the show we were talking about, the Jackass Meets stand-up. We're very proud of it. We're working on a 1-hour special for it right now, out in a couple months. And that's it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, Ben, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Katie.
And thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. You can find them online at filmcraftla.com or on Instagram at filmcraftla. Guys, make sure to follow us on Instagram. Again, we have some changes happening, changes afoot. So you're going to want to stay tuned for those, for that announcement when it does come up. So stay tuned. And if you're in Mexico and somebody invites you to a church,
mm-hmm,
to play truth or dare, say you have to go to the bathroom and then run away and never come back.
Abandon your friends. Yeah.
Leave them.
He does just needs a couple bodies.
You shouldn't be there. And then never answer the phone from them. Change your name. Yeah. And move. Yeah. I think that's pretty good advice. Yeah.
I guess. I'm the whore from the store. I'll see you later.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.